Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the publisher, the editor, the writer, the cost accountant.
Accountant being the operative word today.
of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. And next in line after Huffington Post was bought out for $388 million. His books, his site's next in line. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, a tank of gas, and maybe one tire on the front right, and you got a column. I have to talk fast because I swore both to my accountant and to my wife that today would be the day that I'd finish up the taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So get going.
All right. Rich, by the way, folks, is an operative, a political operative of the Republican persuasion. Hey, Rich, today's a big day for the GOP because there are three pretty good sized, pretty significant races. You got Wisconsin, you got Maryland, and D.C. that are being contested today. And what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we know it's going to happen in D.C. because Santorum didn't qualify for the ballot.
Oh, that's right. He's not even there.
Yeah, so that it's another one. He didn't qualify for Virginia.
Right.
It's one of those things when people decide they want to run for president, and it's a very big deal, so you need to have actual people that know how to do it. But Maryland, Romney has been leading in Maryland for some time, so there's not much doubt there. Although Maryland is CD by CD, congressional district by congressional district, is how the delegates are awarded. So it's quite
it's not,
possible.
It's not I thought Maryland was winner take all too.
It is but within a CD. So and I think there are eight congressional districts. So,
okay.
So it's possible that Santorum might win one or two of those, so they'll get some delegates out of that. Wisconsin, I believe, is winner-take-all from top to bottom. And I haven't looked this morning, but Romney has flipped that one on its head like so many others, where Santorum had an early lead until people actually began focusing on the race. And the Gallup organization has been running what's called a tracking poll. They take 5 days of data and report on the total of the 5 days. And on the sixth day, they roll off the first day, and the seventh day, they roll off the second day. You know, so it's always the most recent 5 days. And Romney has now I think an 18-point lead there, which is the
so
largest.
he seems to be improving in terms of his numbers, his electoral numbers, but his polls are not improving, are they, Romney?
Well, it depends on which poll you're looking at and whom you're polling. I mean, people are saying, well, he's got trouble with women. Well, Republican candidates tend to have trouble with women. That's the nature of the electorate. And, I mean, it's not a surprise to anybody.
Demographically, more Republican, men are more likely to be Republicans than women are.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And you know, you don't have to win all the votes. You just got to get more than the guy behind you.
Yeah. So, you know, I really kind of feel sorry for Santorum. I mean, you got to just take your hat off this guy, coming from absolutely nowhere. I mean, he basically stumbles out of the gate and to the point where he's written off, and then nobody even comments on him. He's like a forgotten politician after having been beaten so badly in his last election in his own state, and now he's got some states. He's won some. He's got some electoral.
Oh yeah, no, he's got 200. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta feel sorry for the where he is. He's saying, but wait a minute. I know I probably won't win, but what if something happens to Romney? What if he, you know, God forbid, you know, doesn't wake up or something? You know, I mean, now's not the time to get out. I don't you think?
Well, but he's still got the delegates though. So those delegates are still his.
Yeah.
But here's the. I think what happened. Santorum is that, I mean, it was inevitable because he had nowhere else to go. He had to take on the mantle, and I don't think he had a problem with this, but he had to take on the mantle of the social conservative as opposed to the fiscal conservative.
Yeah.
He didn't have the money or actually the background to go toe-to-toe with Romney on economic issues. I mean,
right.
Romney's just too well known for that, yeah, and everything else. And it actually worked in his benefit. Remember that night when Santorum won Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
The Romney people thought they were going to win Colorado. They didn't even campaign there much. They thought they had that in their back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, Santorum's people outperformed, as we call it,
right,
and showed up at these caucuses in massive numbers, and they won that.
So bottom line, Rich, before we wrap up this segment quickly, will we know something after today? Will Santorum get out after today?
No, I don't think so. He'll stay until Pennsylvania, which is on the 23rd of April.
Later this month. All right,
yeah.
Stand by. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me after these messages. His website is mullings.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.